From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. World powers meeting in Austria have announced a new peace effort aimed at ending the Syrian civil war. The plan, announced in Vienna Friday, includes talks between the Syrian government and opposition, and also explores a ceasefire that would still allow strikes against terrorist groups. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and U.N. Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura announced the plan at a news conference after more than 8 hours of discussions. Kerry said the diplomatic talks in Vienna complemented stepped-up U.S. military efforts in Syria.
It will take pressure from many different directions to reverse the escalation of conflict and delay a credible groundwork for peace. Daesh and other terrorist organizations, we all believe, can never be allowed to unite or govern Syria.
The plan does not say what should become of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Kerry spoke just hours after the White House announced it will send fewer than 50 U.S. Special Forces commandos to northern Syria. They will coordinate local Syrian rebel fighter movements with the U.S.-led coalition efforts. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the move does not mark the beginning of a U.S. combat mission in Syria.
The president has been quite clear that there is no military solution to the problems that are plaguing Iraq and Syria. There is a diplomatic one. The president has put in place a multifaceted strategy to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL.
The deployment marks the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. This is VOA News.